Galatians, the book of Galatians this morning, chapter number 3, if you would for a few moments today. Galatians chapter number 3. The Lord laid a thought upon our heart. Now, I know we've been studying in the Sunday school the last few weeks on the life of Abraham. The Lord just dealt with my heart even before we started this study on Abraham, or what the Lord would have us to preach today in our Father's Day service. We usually try to do some things, if the Lord allows, to speak to the heart of the men in the church, not only the fathers, but the men as well, and how we need some godly men, certainly in this day and hour in which we live. We need some godly men, and I'm thankful for the godly men that we have here at Pleasant Grove Baptist Church, and I pray that God would challenge each man today, whether you're a father or not, to be the man that God would be pleased with. And so I want to look in Galatians chapter number 3 as a springboard. We're going to use here a thought on Abraham this morning. If you remember back a few weeks ago, I was concerning the ladies and the women and the mothers. We preached, of course, about Hannah and the faith of a faithful woman. This morning, our title or our thought would simply be this: the faith of a faithful man. The faith of a faithful man. And as you study your Bible, of course, you will find many men throughout the Bible that had a great faith in God and in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I believe that you're probably not going to find any greater than the man by the name of Abraham. So I want to use him this morning in a few thoughts, and certainly we're not going to be able to cover the entire life of Abraham in the time we have allotted here this morning, but just want to give you a few highlights about the life of Abraham. How certainly he was, we see the faith of a faithful man. And I pray again God would help each man here today to be determined in our heart that we're going to be faithful to God, be faithful to our families, and certainly faithful to what he would have each of us to do. So that being said this morning, if you found your place in the precious word of God, say amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the precious word of God. If you're able to stand, Galatians and chapter number 3. I'll start reading in verse number 1. I'm going to read down through verse number 9. But the main point or the main thoughts are going to come from verse 6 this morning. Notice he says in verse number 1, "O foolish Galatians," and I don't have time to get into the background as Paul's writing to the church at Galatia, and of course the battle between law and grace and all those things. But I want you to notice he says, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you: received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he therefore that minister to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" Notice Paul is emphasizing faith, faith. Then notice what he says in verse number 6. "Even as Abraham believed God." That's what I want you to think about. "Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith," thank God for that, "preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed," notice that word, blessed, now notice this next phrase, "with faithful Abraham." May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Lord, to thank you for another day on this side of eternity. Thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. And Lord, thank you this morning for your saving grace. Thank you that you are our heavenly Father. Like you, there is no other. Thank you for this special day, Lord, as we celebrate the fathers, Lord, of this congregation. And Lord, I pray, Lord, you bless each and every one here today. I pray for each man here this morning, God, and a young man, Lord, that you would help us, that, Father, we would be the men, Lord, that you would have us to be. Lord, if there's ever been a time we need some men of God, Lord, it's this day and hour, and Father, which we live. God, I pray you would encourage us. I pray you would challenge our hearts today. I pray, Father, you would touch me now and anoint me, Father, with fresh oil. God, I realize today, Father, without your touch, without your help, God, I can do nothing. I pray, Father, you would anoint my mind and my mouth, Lord. I bring the message, Lord, that's needed for this hour. Then, God, I pray as the word of God goes out, I pray ears and hearts to be open and receptive under the preaching of the word of God. Especially, Lord, if there's one here today, Lord, they'd never give their heart and their life to you, never been born again. I pray, sweet Holy Ghost of God, you would convict and draw. Lord, this very day, Lord, they'd come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. I pray again, Father, you'll touch us and help us today. Lord, use the message. Father, we'll thank you and we'll praise you. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious word of God. For a few moments this morning, again, I want to consider the thought, the faith of a faithful man as we consider a few things about the life of this man by the name of Abraham. As we consider and celebrate again on this Father's Day, let us consider this man in the Bible by the name of, you'll find him first as Abram. Then you'll find that God changes his name to Abraham. Certainly this morning, and how his faith in Jehovah God made him the man that God used and God blessed. God is still not, now God's not looking for an Abraham this morning. God had an Abraham, but God's looking for you, and God's looking for me. God's looking for men that will commit their lives, certainly by faith, and follow the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and lead our families, and lead our communities, and be the men that God would be pleased with this morning. I pray that God again will challenge each male here this morning, even our young men that's coming on, that God would help you to see that the greatest thing that you could do is to commit your life to following the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And friend, we have to do that by faith. Abraham had to follow by faith, and God expects no different for you and I. So this morning I pray that God will help us as we consider this man by the name of Abraham. Now there's many things that said in the Bible about Abraham. You can study in the book of Genesis. There are several places in the New Testament, even here in the book of Galatians, that talks about this man by the name of Abraham. You will find him in Romans chapter number 4 as the father of faith. And certainly I believe you could define him as that. In Galatians here in chapter 3, we find him as faithful Abraham. Boy, I tell you what, there's two great things. If I didn't say another thing, if we could get a hold of him this morning, is a father of faith and a faithful Abraham. And then in James, the book of James in chapter number 2 and verse number 23, he's called the friend of God. Hallelujah, friend. If we could be considered those three things in the eyes of God, in the eyes of our family, and those people that we come in contact with, I believe we can make a greater difference in this world in which you and I live. God's still looking for a few good men, by the way. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that he is. And friend, if you're not saved, I want you to know that he is looking especially for you. Now, as we consider this man of Abraham, Abraham, as all men, have their shortcomings. And God did not leave them out of the Word of God. As you study about his life, Abraham had shortcomings, as we all have shortcomings, and God did not leave that part out. But even though we find in his shortcomings, we see how faith played a major role in his life. Let us consider this morning the faith of a faithful man. I'm going to give you three things real quickly today, as quickly as I can. Amen. You know, you're not in no hurry anyway, man. You'll have to come back tonight, so I'll go ahead and give it to you while I'm here. All right, first of all, this morning as we consider this faith of a faithful man, number one, I want you to think about, you have to go back to the book of Genesis, of course, this morning, and we find God's bidding to this man of Abraham. God bids here Abraham to come and follow him. I thought about three things in God's bidding to Abraham. Now, there are several times that we find that God comes bidding or calling unto Abraham. But there's three specific things as I thought about our lives in our day that I pray that will help us this morning. First of all, I think about God's bidding to Abraham. Number one, the calling out of Abraham. Abraham was in the land of idolatry and false worship. And could I say this morning, we are living in a land of idolatry and false worship. But God come calling for Abram. Of course, hadn't changed his name yet. If I say Abraham, it's all the same man, all right? And so he comes calling and calls him out of the land of idolatry that he might come and follow the true and the living God. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm thankful for the day. I'm thankful for the hour that God come bidding and called me out of the mess that I was in. Hallelujah. And brought me to a saving knowledge of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, I'll tell you what, that's the greatest bidding that a man could ever have. That God, even though we're not worthy of it, even though this morning, thank God, we've messed up and we failed. Aren't you glad there's a God in heaven this morning that loves us and will save us and redeem us today? Thank God. And God comes bidding to call us out of the mess that we're in. And God's still bidding and God's still calling this morning. Thank God to get you out of the mess that you're in. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for a Savior that don't want to leave you? Thank God, in false worship and false religion, He wants you to have something that's real. I'm glad. Hallelujah. I've got something this morning that's real, that works, that changes a life. Hallelujah this morning to the Lamb of God. God is still bidding, trying to call men, women, boys, and girls out of the sin that they're in today, my friend. A lot of people won't answer that bid. They will stay in their sin and not leave when God bids. I want you to notice this morning in God's bidding of Abraham, not only is there a calling out for Abraham, but there also, you'll find as you study the life of Abram, there's a correcting in the life of Abraham or Abram. As I said, Abram messed up. Abram, he was flesh just like you and I are. And there's times that he made mistakes, but God come calling. I'm glad, thank God, when I mess up, God comes calling. Could I say this morning that if you can get out and do anything you want to do and not ever have any conviction over it, and God never come calling, then friend, there's something wrong with the relationship that you think that you have with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we find that when Abram or Abraham messed up, that God come calling. And God will do no different for me, and God will do no different for you. Matter of fact, I'm glad it's that way. I'm glad I've got something, thank God, in a relationship with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ that when I mess up, He lets me know about it. Now, whether you're man, woman, boy, or girl, and you're saved by the good grace of God, you cannot live like you want to live and get by with it. Amen. You cannot do that. Why? Because you've been bought with a price. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Aren't you glad that you've been bought with a price? The price of the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh yes, friend, we can walk away, but friend, we won't be happy in it. We won't be satisfied in it. There'll be no peace in it. God will come calling. Even in the life of a faithful man as Abraham, God had to do some correcting. Now as men, I just happen to be one, and we don't like to be corrected. Most of the time, it's our wives. Now, some of you men just chicken to say amen right there. Amen. Amen. I mean, we just don't want to be corrected. We've already got this thing under control. We know what we're doing. Some of y'all are going to be in more trouble than you can get out of.
But I'll be honest with you, I'm glad that God gives us a good wife that can help us sometimes. But more than that, I'm glad God gave me something in here. Hallelujah. When I got born again, that thank God, hallelujah, He'll come along and let me know when I'm out of line and when I messed up. I'm simply saying this. You can't live like you want to and be in the will of God. And there's no better place for a man to be this morning than right in the middle of the will of Almighty God. In God's bidding to call Abraham out, Abraham didn't know where he's going to go. Abraham didn't know what was all involved. He just followed God. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what today holds. I'm just glad I know who holds tomorrow. And so this morning, God's bidding for Abraham was not only to call him out, but then there was times of correcting in the life of Abram or Abraham. Hebrews 12:6, for whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth. Why does He call me out? Why does He have a call of correcting? Because He loves me. Hallelujah. Just like we as fathers are to love our children and correct our children. God loves us. And because He loves us, He corrects us. He lets us know when we are wrong. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. Not only did I think about in God's bidding to Abraham, do I find Him calling him out. Not only do I find Him correcting him, but thirdly, I find Him challenging Abraham. Challenging bidding or call in the life of Abraham. Time after time, God challenged Abraham in his faith. A faith that's not been tested is a faith that cannot be trusted. You ought to get a hold of that this morning. Why? Because God will test our faith. And I find in the life of Abraham this morning, the faith of a faithful man, I find that God challenges Abraham in his life. I guess probably the greatest challenge that God gave unto Abraham was the offering of Isaac. Now you think about it. Abraham and Sarah are up old. They ain't middle-aged, they're old. God's promised them a son. And we find that Abraham and Sarah got off track, but we find that God got them back on track. And they have a son by the name of Isaac. And one day God tells Abraham, I want you to take your son, your only son, and take him to a place which I'll show you, and I want you to sacrifice him. Now, I don't know about you men, but I'd probably been the one to say, wait a minute, Lord, what are you talking about? You promised me you're going to give me this son. You promised me that you was going to make my family as the star, number of the stars of the sky and the sand of the sea. And now you want me to take my only son? That I'm telling you what I'd have said. But now we find that God is challenging Abraham in his bidding. Could I say this morning again, a faith that is not tested cannot be trusted? God will test our faith. But I'm glad this morning, if we'll anchor our soul in the true and the living God, the Jehovah God, I'm glad this morning, thank God, that God is big enough. I'm glad He's powerful enough. I'm glad He loves us enough that our God can take care of us in the midst of the challenges of life and in the storms and all that comes through our way, if we'll just simply trust Him today. If you'll notice in that text, as God is bidding Abraham and Abraham goes, Abraham doesn't question God. He even goes so far as to pull back the knife. See, it's a type. There's so many types in the life of Abraham pointing to our Lord Jesus Christ. But he even has the knife pulled back. But then, just by chance, no. because God put it there. A ram caught in a thicket. And Abraham tells Isaac, son, because Isaac, now Isaac's questioning it. He's having problems with it. But I believe he trusted his daddy. He trusted his daddy. Boy, I want to get, Brother Brian, I want to get to the place that my boys will trust their daddy. Not only me, but more so I pray that they'll trust their heavenly Father. But I want them to see that there's enough faith in my life that I put my faith and my trust in Jehovah God, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that I put my faith in Him, and whatever comes, God's big enough to take care of it. I believe Abraham had enough faith in God in this challenge that even if he would have slayed his son, that God would have raised him from the dead. Now that's faith. But there's a ram just by chance. No, there's no happenstance with God. There's a ram caught in the thicket. But God, or Abraham tells his son Isaac, that God Himself... God Himself will provide a lamb. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that lamb was slain 2,000 plus years ago on a hill called Calvary that once and for all, hallelujah, paid the sin for all of mankind. And all we have to do is put our faith, our trust, and our confidence in what Jesus has already done. But it was a challenge in the life of Abraham. Has God ever challenged your faith? God may be challenging your faith today. Could I say today, look to Him? I don't have the answers for it all. I was talking to someone this morning, and I've said it more times than one, you know. Things just come up in ministry and dealing with people. I don't have the answer for it. I made this statement, there's more questions than there are answers. I don't have the answers for it. I don't know what, but I know who. I know who. We've got to put our faith in Him. I see not only, I said I didn't have but three. I didn't tell you I had some subpoints to go along with the three. I see God's bidding to Abraham. He calls him out. In that bidding, there's times He corrects him, and then there's times He challenges him in his faith. No wonder he's called the father of faith. Amen? You think you got it rough? Look at some of these that God tested. Aren't you glad that we can find some that passed the test? Oh, God, help us today as men. That when God comes calling, when God comes correcting, when God comes challenging us, that we keep our faith rooted and grounded in Him. Not only do I see God's bidding, I see Abraham's believing. Now, that's pretty simple, isn't it? God comes bidding, Abram, or Abraham, believes. Boy, isn't that shocking. The only way you and I can please God this morning, men, is by faith. For without faith it is impossible. It is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. There's Abraham's believing. Today, are you believing God? Now, I'm not talking about believing about God. I'm talking about believing Him. Trusting Him, anchoring your soul in Him, going where He says to go, do what He says to do. Boy, we need some men like that. We need some men like that. We find here in verse number 6, look at it again if you have your Bibles open in Galatians 3, verse 6, even as Abraham believed God. watch it now, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Whoever you are this morning, man, woman, boy, or girl, and you want God to be pleased with your life, and I want God to be pleased with my life, I want God to be pleased with this ministry, I want God to be pleased with my family, then friend, we got to follow him by faith. Abraham was called out of a land to go to a land that he had no idea where God was going to take him, according to the Bible. He said, I'll show you as we go along. That's faith. Faith. Let me give you some things about Abraham's believing. Number one, in Abraham's believing, I believe, first of all, he learned to follow. He learned to follow. I love Hebrews 11:8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should, after received for an inheritance, obeyed. Obeyed, and he went not knowing whither he went. I put this down. In Abraham's believing, in faith to follow, this is a lifelong process. It's a lot. Some of you didn't get. Let me get over here. Some of them didn't get it over. Let me get some. Get over here. It's a lifelong process. See, we live in the world where everything's supposed to happen like that, huh? Oh, I mean, I know I've made this analogy and illustration before, but it's like going through a drive-through window and think you're going to get through there in 2 minutes. With these people they got working today, ain't happening. And then you probably ain't going to get what you ordered. I've just about sworn off of them. Because I get mad. Not you too, brother. Have to sit there for 5 minutes. I thought this was supposed to be the fast way. And somebody gets in front of you that orders for the Waltons. Anybody else ever been there? I mean, they have to be ordering for the Waltons because they sat there and sat there and sat there. And then you get part of their order and get what you ordered. Yeah. I can remember when the internet first come out and these dial-up modems. Rammer, rammer, rammer. Sat there for 10 minutes. It's like trying to warm up an old car with an old choke and carburetor on it. Spit and sputter and carry on. Now we get our phones out. If it ain't there in 2 seconds, what's wrong with this thing? See, we're training our society today. If they can't have it right now, they got to have it right now. Sometimes God don't do it right now. God works on his timetable. The faith to follow God this morning, as you study the life of Abraham, he had to learn to follow. I believe it was the great apostle Paul that even said he had to learn that whatever state he was in, to be content. See, Christianity is a learning process. Following God and living for God and being the men that God would have us to be is a learning process. You're not going to get it all at one time. That's the reason we got to do it by faith. So I find in Abraham's life here, the faith of a faithful man is not only God's bidding, but I see Abraham believing God. Number one, there's learning to follow. And I want to emphasize this again this morning. We need some men. We need some men in 2019 in our churches, in our homes, and in our communities that will learn to follow God. And make a commitment and know it's going to be a lifelong process. Not only do we find in Abraham's believing that there was a learning to follow. How did he know how to follow? He had to listen to the facts. A lot of people says, well, that Christianity, that's blind faith. No, it's not. If you'll listen to, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God's given us some facts. Aren't you glad this morning that we have a Bible? That we have a Word from God, this true and living Word that will give us direction and give us understanding and help us in this walk of life to be the men that God would have us to be. But friend, you're going to have to learn to listen to the facts. Here's the problem. We take the facts and try to twist them to say what we want them to say. Huh? What we need to do is just take them at face value and follow them. Abraham's believing. See, God, Abraham never left the land of Haran to go out into the land of Egypt, to the land of Canaan, till God come bid him. God give him a word. And all through the life of Abraham, we find that God is speaking to Abraham. When preacher, I say, never had God speak to me. Well, you just ain't been listening. How does he speak to us? He speaks to us through his word. It could be, oh, this is good. Hold on. Sit you down. It could be that we're listening to the wrong things. Wow. You're not going to learn to follow God. You're not going to get the facts so that you and I can learn to follow God if we're not listening to the right things. You're not going to find that on the news channel. You're not going to find that on the movie screen. You're not going to find that listening to secular radio. Whoop! You're not going to learn that listening to the garbage of this world. And even some of it by the name of religion. Be careful what you listen to. I see Abraham's bidding. I see Abraham's believing, learning to follow, listening to the facts. And the facts is God's Word. And then, God's Word. And then in Abraham believing God, we see he done it by faith. In other words, believing without seeing. See, we want to be able to look down. We want to be able to look beyond those doors out there and see what's out there. Abraham had no idea. Abraham had no idea the things that he were going to... Oh, everybody thinks, well, they study about the life. Oh, everything was just easy. No problem. Study his life a little closer. He had ups and downs. He had difficulties. He had wars to fight. Hey, there'll be some battles along the way. What do we got to do? Just believe God. Do it by faith. Learn to follow God. Get the facts. Get the facts, man. Get the facts. And then do it by faith. Just trust God. And I've said it many times, and I'll say it again this morning. Sometimes that's easy preaching and hard living. It's easy to say that till you're the one facing the challenge. But Lord, let us have the faith. I don't believe any of us could imagine what God could do in our lives here today. What God could do in our families. What God could do in this church. If we just trust Him. Hey, if God done it for Abraham, God can do it for me. God can do it for you. I see God's bidding. I see Abraham's believing. And thirdly, hey, we're getting close. I like this. Y'all like this last one. There's Abraham's, or God's bidding and Abraham's believing, but thirdly, think about God's blessings. Oh, Abraham. Abram and Abraham was a blessed man. Why was he blessed? Because he had the faith of a faithful man. He trusted God. Let me give you a few things about God's blessings in the life of Abraham. Can't give them all to you, but let me give you a few. Number one, I thought about God's blessings upon Abraham. Number one, he had a fellowship with God. I think if you'll study your Bible real close, you'll find no less than four times. Well, I want to preach on this sometime. Brian Miller, you might get this and develop this and make a message out of it. You probably done preached on it. But the four times Abraham builds an altar. I think if you study your Bible real close, four times Abraham builds an altar. What does that altar show us? That he has a fellowship. That he has a fellowship, and he longs and desires to have a fellowship with the true and the living God. I'm telling you, men, this morning, something that each of us needs is we need a true fellowship, hallelujah, with the true and the living God. Hey, we need to build some altars in our life. We've come to the place that the altars in our churches has come to the place to where we think that the only time somebody's supposed to use it is if they need to be saved. Now, that's a good thing to use it for. But it also ought to be a place of worship. A place of fellowship. It's not just a place to come and ask God. It's a place to come and thank God. Abraham builds an altar to thank him and worship the true and the living God. Four different times in the life of Abraham. Matter of fact, he goes back to the one at Bethel another time. God's blessings upon Abraham because of that faith that he put in him. First of all, it was a fellowship with God. Secondly, he blessed him with a family. Hey, man. He'd already blessed him with a wife. Now, Ishmael was not the promised son. Isaac was the promised son. That's where Abraham got off course. Him and Sarah. Sarah thought she knew what was best that time, but she didn't. And Abraham went along with it. That wasn't the promised son. That wasn't the promised seed. The promised seed was to come through the hand of God because of Abraham's believing. God not only blessed him with a fellowship, God blessed him with a family. When it looked impossible, oh, this is for somebody this morning. When it looked impossible to Abraham, and when Sarah even laughed about it, God, because of that faith that Abraham put in him, God fulfilled and blessed his family. And gave him a son by the name of Isaac. It was impossible. At their age. Hey! It wasn't happening. Unless God intervened. Some of you feel like this morning there's some things in your life, maybe in your family, maybe in your personal life that you feel like that there's no hope, that nothing can be done. But friend, I'm telling you, thank God, God's still on the throne this morning. God's still able. God can still do abundantly, exceeding above all that we think or ask. Why? Because He is God this morning. Now, that doesn't mean He's going to fix everything like I want it fixed and do everything like I want. But when He does it, it'll be right. It'll be right. God blesses Abraham with a fellowship. God blesses Abram with a family. Boy, I tell you what. Not only did God bless him with a family, but through the seed of Abraham, we find that there comes a Savior. Go to the book of Matthew and get in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus. And right through the lineage of Abraham steps out, hallelujah, the Savior of all mankind. the Lord Jesus Christ. But not only that. Notice right from our text that all nations of the earth would be blessed because of faithful Abraham. What's that mean? That means I've been blessed because of the faith of Abraham. Man, if we want blessings on our family, we want blessing on our church, we have to trust God. Believe God. Not only does He bless him with a fellowship and a family, but He blesses his finances. Oh, preacher, you ought not talk about that. Well, it takes money to live. Hey, and Abraham lived well. Study his life. God blessed his finances. But you'll also find, if you were in the lesson this morning, talking about Melchizedek, him being a type of Christ, what did Abraham do? He tithed. And like to starve to death. No. God just kept blessing him. God just kept blessing him. God just kept blessing him. And you mean, preacher, that's going to make me a millionaire? Hey, it's better than being a millionaire. Our problem is we're trying to get it all here and we need to send some stuff on. Lay up some treasures in heaven. If you want your finances blessed, be obedient to God. Trust God. Have enough faith to give your tithes and your offerings. Hey, men, you need to lead your family in tithing and giving. Oh, preacher, I can't afford to. You can't afford not to. That may be the reason you're in the mess you're in now. Hey, He's wanting us as men to take the forefront. He's wanting us to take the leadership position. And some of you don't have that. Take the leader position anyway. Do what you got to do. You ought to teach your children to tithe. Woo! Well, we're having a good time this morning. If we expect them to learn it, you have to show it to them. You have to prove that it works. And by the way, it works. You can't outgive God. Everybody all right? We need some men that'll have faith like Abraham had faith. Do you want the blessings of God? Do you want God to bless you? Do you want God to bless your family? Do you want God to bless your finances? The most of us, if He made us rich, we couldn't handle it nohow. We'd forget about where it come from. That's what happens to most people, by the way. God, they say, God, if you'll give me this, man, I'll stay faithful to you and I'll give you this back. And they'll do that for a little while and then they get so much. I can't give that much. I can't do that, God. But Abraham, God blessed his finances. See, tithing was, by the way, was before the law of Moses, by the way. Oh, and I hear people, oh, preacher, that just ain't relevant for the New Testament church. It's a Bible truth. Oh, my, I didn't mean to get off on all that. I gotta quit here. It's getting late. I put this down in his finances. Because of his faith and his willingness to go and to give. And you'll find that Genesis 14, God blessed his finances. Elisha this morning, God blessed his future. God blessed his future. Let me give you this verse of Scripture, Hebrews 11:10. Abraham quit looking. Hey, he's pitching his tent here, but he's looking for something greater. We're just pilgrims passing through here.
We need to be looking for a better city. Notice what the Bible, the book of Hebrews, says about Abraham and his future. Hebrews 11:10, for he looked, speaking of Abraham, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. What are you saying, preacher, about his future? He's looking for a heavenly. He was looking for a heavenly future. He was looking for a place where he'd never have to walk by faith again. He'd never have another fear, another failure. There's another whole message. But he would forever be with the God that called him to come and follow me. What's your future look like? Now, I can't say for here. It may get rough, and it may get rocky, and it may get bumpy. And it probably will. But friend, our future is not based on what takes place here. Our future is looking to a better place. A place called heaven. And friend, the only way you can go is if you'll come at God's bidding. Come and trust Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How do you stand with God? Are you a man of faith? Are you a man that's a believing God and obeying God? Trusting God? Our Savior deserves it. Our family deserves it. And our churches desperately need it. But some men that will have a faith like Abraham had. God's not looking for an Abraham. He's looking for you. Let's stand to our feet all over the building, Brother Scotty. Heavenly Father, we sure do love you this morning. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for this time around the Word of God this morning. And I pray, Lord, that you will challenge each father, each man, each young man, each boy, that, Lord, with your help, with your bidding, with our believing, we can see God's blessings. But Lord, we're going to have to trust you for it. I pray this morning, God, throughout this building, that there'll be men that will determine in their heart that, God, I'm going to follow you so that I can lead my family. And Lord, you've given us the Word of God in which to instruct us and direct us. And I pray in the stillness of this service right now, that Father, if there's some here today that's never trusted Christ, whether it be man, woman, boy, or girl, that today they would come and find themselves in this altar crying out, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. That they would come at God's bidding. Maybe there's some correcting that's taking place. Maybe there's some challenging that's taking place. God, help us. Put our faith in you and the facts of your word. Lord, I don't know the need of the heart, but Father, you do. And right now in the stillness of this service, I just commit it to your hands. We need a faith that'll be faithful to God. Help us, Lord. Take the invitation and use it. And it's in Christ's name. As every head's bowed, every eye's closed, as they play softly for just a moment.